Wayman Bennett, the other co-convener of Stand Up to Racism.
Hey. I want to start off by thanking everybody for coming on this demonstration. I was asked by a TV station today about are we confident about being able to challenge what we've got in front of us. And my answer to that is yes. And I want to tell you why. The truth is, when you hear that they put Theresa May in, the idea is that she's supposed to be strong and that she can't be defeated.
Bullshit!
But this is rubbish! Somebody just shouted bullshit! And that's wrong! The reason why... What the question is, who's going to pay for the crisis that we face today? I was asked another question. They said that people are suffering, and I said that's true. They are suffering from joblessness, the lack of housing, division. But who is to blame for that? The people to blame for that are the Tories, are the bosses, are the bankers, are the rich people. And that's the truth. And the reason why I support Jeremy Corbyn is this. I support Jeremy Corbyn. I've heard ideas about how to fight for a man called Stephen Kinnock. And he said we need to put forward a radical idea. We need to cut the top tax, the rate of tax for the rich, to 40%. That's so radical. Let's give more money to the greedy bastards that have already made. Why? We call this demonstration because refugees are not to blame. And we want to send another message to Theresa May. If you're a migrant worker, from wherever you are, you're welcome here to stay. You're One of the most mixed workplaces is the underground. And have a look at Southern Trains. It's not running, is it? And I tell you why. Because black and white workers say it's not going to run. And migrant workers help to keep Britain running. And if we came out together, it would stop because we have the power. It's not the managers that run our society. And as for racist attacks, I heard that the BNP and the EDL said they were going to march today. They managed to get 50 people together. 50 people is 50 too much. But I tell you this, we put the BNP in the bin. We destroyed Nick Griffin. We destroyed Nick Griffin. Where's Tommy Robinson? He's lost his army because we destroyed that as well. Yeah. Black, white, gay, straight, we all came together. And the other question is the question of a lack of money. Did you notice as soon as they finished the referendum, they said there was £250 billion for big business and banks because they had a problem. While they were telling us there's no money. Why is there always money for war? Why is there always money for Trident? Why is there always money for those things, but not for our hospitals and schools? Method of divide and rule. They say blame somebody else. Yeah. And there's a man called Oscar Wilde, and he made this statement. He said, you're either looking at the stars or you're looking at the gutter, at the shit going by. And the stars belong to us. Yeah. And we have to turn around to those people that try and use racism to divide us. But I want to make another special shout out to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Yeah. As a way that they use Islamophobia to try and divide us. The truth is that we must make sure that everybody stands together in a movement against racism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, sexism, homophobia, and I tell you this, if we come out together, we can break them, and we can make sure that as we get rid of the Tories, that we turn around and fight racism as well. We have two fists against austerity and against racism. Yes, use them both and beat our enemies that are trying to divide us.